Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I hope you have had a wonderful day. Welcome to my sister, my friend, an internet Blog Talk Radio show designed for all women. We are here to encourage, uplift, and befriend all our sisters of all ages, old, young, black, white, sisters, married women, educators, women of all types, and those especially who believe in Christ Jesus. Tonight, our guest is the founder of Love You Like a Sister, LYLAS. A powerful woman of God, Minister Michelle McKelvin. I had the opportunity to meet this woman of God at our prayer breakfast this year, and she has just been a blessing to my soul ever since then. Actually, I had met her before at a revival that they had with Minister Randall, and we've just been in contact with each other ever since, and I love this woman and her spirit, and God has blessed her to put together an organization called Love You Like a Sister. Minister McKelvin, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sandra. Again, my name is Michelle McKelvin, and I am located in the North Texas area. Right now, I'm actually in Louisville, but before I've lived in Denton for several years as well. But as Ms. LaChandra was saying, I felt compelled after receiving an email from one of my girlfriends, Chantella Scott, and she had a vision for an organization to empower women to do exceptional things spiritually, professionally, and personally. And she sent me this email one morning. It was several months ago. And after sending me this email, the email said something like, 3 years ago, God had given me this vision for an organization to empower women, and it's called LYLAS, Love You Like a Sister. And she said, on this morning, on my entry into work, God actually told me that the organization that he had given me over 3 years ago, it wasn't for me to start, but it was for you to start. And that was the email that I received. And it was something that I'm not going to say that I was unprepared for, because my father had an organization about 7 to 8 years ago called the Afro-American Association of Evangelism, and I was his director for 7 years. And after, you know, my father getting up in age, the Archbishop B.W. Chambers, he decided to really just focus on the ministry and building our churches instead of outreach. And so we had slowed down with his organization. And so when I received the message from Chantella, I was intrigued a little bit. But at the same time that the message came, then the devil also came. And I know you guys are all aware of how as soon as God blesses us with something, the thief comes to steal. And immediately the thought that came to my mind was, you know, she doesn't know you well enough, and, you know, this is not God, and that type of thing. And as I began to just continue to look on at the information she sent me and ponder it, I realized that it was God. And I sent it to one of the young ladies on my team there at work, and I asked her, you know, to look at it and to tell me what she thought about it. And probably within 15 minutes, she had drafted the organizational plan for the organization that we're talking about tonight called LYLAS. And her name is Erica Stewart. She immediately drafted our core values and bylaws and so on and so forth. And I would say within an hour's time, the foundational plan for LYLAS was set. And so that's who I am. Today is MLK Day, Martin Luther King Jr. We're honoring him and all of the fantastic work that he did for equality and to bring us all together. And in saying that, one of the great quotations that I love dearly that he's known for saying is, life's most urgent question is, what are you going to do for others? And when I think about Lilas, I think about that. That's the vision of Lilas, empowering women, you know, just like you guys have assembled with this radio blog show, to empower women, because we are nurturers and we touch so many lives within our families. You know, we touch the husband, we touch the children, we touch our sisters and mothers and so on and so forth. And so in this day and time, I just feel that there's such a necessity for the wholeness of women. And if we are whole, I believe that the other family members can become as whole as we are. The Bible said the sanctified wife sanctifies the husband. The sanctified wife sanctifies the husband, and the children are holy. So it is so important for us to be whole. So the vision of Lilas is just, it became so clear to me, and I began to immediately run with it and say, well, God, if you gave me this vision, then you have to give me other servants just as myself that love people and that want to inspire people, and women, you know, women specifically want to inspire them to do some great things. And guess what? God just began to do that time and time again, to the point now to where Lilas probably has about 25 leadership members already, and it's only been established since, I would say, August 1st.
Oh, praise God. Just since August 1st, and you already have 25 women?
I God already have 25 good leaders. Yes, ma'am. Okay. God is awesome. Yes.
Okay, well, will you tell us something about what you do when you meet, and what kind of events that you are having, or just give us a little more information? And if we have, I see a lot of ladies on the line tonight. Thank you so much for calling tonight. I appreciate you. You just don't know how much I do. And after I finish asking a question, whoever would like to pose a question after this, after the one I just asked, as, and when she completes it, you are more than free to go ahead and ask her. So my question was, what do you do when you ladies get together, or what are some of the functions that you have?
Okay.
You do?
Well, on God has established through Lilas very recently, we have a prayer call every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and it's from 7 to 7:30. We begin the prayer call with, you know, some brief announcements, and then from there we go to an inspirational period to where the leader that night that's going to inspire us, you know, gives us a quote, they give us some scriptures, whatever the Lord lays on their heart. We've even had individuals that break songs apart and inspire us and encourage us through those songs. We also, after the inspiration, we go right into prayer. And I am so thankful for the beautiful cast of women that God has given Lilas, because Lilas is not about the founder, myself, Chair Michelle McKelvin. It's not solely about Erica Stewart, who is our chair as well, our vice chair. It's not about the board of directors, and it's not about the extended council. It's about a group of women that decided to be unified for the cause of bettering our communities, spirit, soul, and body. Yes, ma'am. And so one of the things that we do have the prayer call, but we also meet on a monthly basis as well. And then throughout the week, I encourage the women to reach out to each other and to touch each other, whether that's by text, whether that's by sending cards, whether that's by sending letters, or sending gifts in the mail. I encourage them to be united and to care for one another. What's really needed in our society is that lack of sisterhood. You know, Miss LaChandra, I'm sure you're well aware that there was a day that we could go to the neighbor's house and to get a loaf of bread, or we could go to the other neighbor's house and get some sugar, you know, but in these days and times, the devil has divided us to such a point to where we don't even know our neighbor, you know, so we're trying to bring back that spirit of sisterhood that is so needed. You know, right now in our society, women are one of the fastest growing populations in the jail system, and also, you know, in our sane asylums, in, you know, the prison system, and that's because we're not whole. And so we're seeking to cause the women of all colors and all ages to gain health, and, you know, then shortly after, wealth will come.
Amen. Go ahead. Anybody would like to ask her, Michelle, a question?
Hi. I have a question.
Go ahead.
How many volunteering events does Lilas have?
Volunteering events. At this current moment, we have some things that are on the books in the coming months, but thus far we have partnered with the Dallas County Sheriff's Department, and we just held a Christmas event with them just, you know, back in the Christmas time, so maybe about a month or so ago. We've also, we contributed to that event. You know, we contributed and we donated some fleeces for children. We also donated hats and scarves and things of that nature for them as well. So we try to periodically, probably every 2 to 3 months, actually get out in the community and do something special. Last night, myself and my two daughters, Eden Davis and Tiffany McKelfin, we also hosted the MLK celebration here for North Texas with a group of the North Texas Committee. We put that on, and they also awarded children last night for writing essays and art contests. They awarded them anywhere from about $25 to $150 for their entries in celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. So we are constantly trying to get into our community and be community activists.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Anybody else?
Yes, I have a question. Minister Nelson, this is Kerry. Nice to meet you. I'm enjoying it already. I have such a wonderful organization you all got on here. I have a question. You mentioned the fact of the matter about how we, as some of us sisters who are from the older generation, and how back during the time we did have sisterhood, where we could go to each other and borrow from one another and do such things. But today, it seems to be the biggest division I'm seeing is amongst our young women, because the concept of themselves and the portrayal on TV and in society and all of the social media that puts out the images to these women and what they expect them to be or what they think that they are, and there's a lot of division there amongst our young women. What activities or what plans do you have to bridge the gap with younger women in society, who I believe are most at risk with regards to all the things that our society that preys upon women in itself? So, you know, what are y'all goals for our young women?
We actually, Lilas is divided up into three segments. The first segment is education, and that's educating our communities at large with leadership workshops, professional development, spiritual training, as well as personal development. Also, we have an outreach area. The outreach focuses on getting into the hedges and highways and compelling men to know Christ, because we really believe that he is the answer, and without us knowing Christ and having the proper foundation, we continue to fail as, you know, minorities, you know, as Caucasians. There's just no success without Christ. in the eyes of Lila's. And then the third segment is our mentorship. Our mentorship program is going to be geared to prevent our younger women, you know, from going into that same cycle that you just talked about. You know, so in the mentorship program, we're going to be teaching them how to love your sister, how to support your sister. First of all, how to be the young woman that God created you to be. So just like we have education for our women of all ages, we're also going to really focus and educate our young women on the importance of one another. Lila's theme is to love you like a sister. What we've come to realize is that it is very important that we achieve and have success together. You know, I think for so long, you know, we're all accustomed to the crab syndrome, you know, to where we just continue to pull one another down and then nobody succeeds. But Lila's is about us succeeding as a unit, as sisters. And so we're going to have several programs instituted to educate our young people. You know, we've even come up with ideas of the idea of abstinence and, you know, trying to put on abstinence workshops. And, you know, having, you know, the rings and things for our children to have that as a goal as well. You know, so we see the need for our young people to actually be taught how to love one another. Myself, I work in corporate America, and I actually train in the professional segment. And what I've noticed is that common sense is not so common anymore. And the reason that it's not so common is because we've had the ages of the younger mothers that have grown up and there's no man in the house and there's actually a younger mother who is trying to focus on, you know, making sure that her children have something to eat and, you know, that type of thing, the proper clothes, and not really focus so much on, you know, mothering and nurturing the way that God intended us to do. And so in saying that, we realize that Lila's is built to be a support to even the single mother, a support to the grandmother who's actually raising her grandbaby, you know, an extension of the knowledge that they have. There are so many people that have moved in and that aren't resident, you know, native Texans, you know, but and once they've moved, then they move into an environment like this and there's no family. And so Lila's is wanting to even to be a support to those that don't have a support system. I believe the reason that I've been so successful in life is because I have a tremendous support system. The Amen. Archbishop has been more than just a father, more than just a bishop. He's been my role model, my mentor, my Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, that's who he's been to me. And so I've had an amazing support cast. But I realize that not everybody is as fortunate as myself. Therefore, this is the reason that Lila's was instituted to really be a help and an addition to our churches, an extension of our educational systems, an extension of our community that does not have, you know, full knowledge about how to have a whole community, biblically based.
Let me ask you this. Are you targeting, you say you have paired with the Dallas County Sheriff's Department. Are you targeting
ma'am.
The women that are coming out of the prison system, or are you targeting the youth that are coming out of Lone Star Park or you know, Hemingway Justice Center, which is over that way also? Who is your target?
Well, right now, what we've been doing is really our foundation setting, the groundbreaking, because what I wanted to do is I wanted to make sure that we had the proper people in place and of the same mindset in winning the loss and reaching out to in outreach and reaching out in mentorship. So right now, the target for us is to get our leaders all on the same page and have that one mind that we should have. You know, if you went to Big Brothers and Big Sisters to actually be a volunteer, they would let you know that you have to operate within these realms. These are our bylaws. And so now we're in the foundation setting to where we're creating our bylaws, we're creating curriculum, and we're trying to find out who our target is. Right now, we just have a heart to help everybody. But what we're realizing is that feasible? You know, in something being so small and this being the beginning of it, we're just trying to be more calculated in our decision making. And right now, we're just really concentrating on the wholeness of our leadership and the wholeness of our interior at this point. And as we continue to build, you know, then we'll be able to provide you with more of who our target audience is going to be. But right now, the concentration is really on developing the sisterhood within. The Bible declares that charity begins at home and then it spreads abroad. And so with the women that we have now, the 25 which have children, you know, we're trying to build that camaraderie between us and actually get geared up and ready to go out and serve the public.
Okay. Are you having training sessions for your for them?
Yes,
like
ma'am,
you said,
we are.
The prayer call. Now, let me ask you this. Can anybody get in on the prayer call if they need to?
Yes, we need you to pray for them. Oh, yes, we are inviting. We've just began. We recently opened the prayer call up probably about 2 weeks ago, and we're inviting, you know, people that we know and, you know, actually posting it on our web page there at our Facebook address and things of that nature, because we realize that there's a need for prayer. Everybody needs prayer. And so, yes, we have opened that up for, you know, anyone that would like to be included in prayer to spend time with other women of God, because support casts are so important. And so, yes, it is definitely opened up. And then you also mentioned training classes on February the 9th in Louisville at 5C Christ Charismatic Christian Community Church in Louisville, Texas at 602 Hembry. We will have a membership drive, and these are not just for leadership positions, but they're also to be members and to serve our community along with us leaders. And we're also going to have an orientation for members that have just recently been brought on. And that'll be at 3 o'clock, and it'll probably be about 2 to 3 hours.
Okay, that was my next question. I heard you. I said that's perfect.
Perfect timing. Yes, we'd love to have new members come on and be a part and get ready with us to serve. As I stated, right now we're going out into the public about 2 to 3 times a month, being a blessing to our public and also putting on things. The workshops that we're having are going to deal with how to be a servant, how to become the woman of God that God is requiring you to be in 2014. There's all different types of topics, and I'm so blessed to say that Lila's has some talented women of God. You know, we have ministers in every capacity that are a part of our team and ready to serve the public by sharing the knowledge that they have.
Amen. Amen. So I don't want to take the show, y'all, so y'all go ahead and answer some questions. Get some thoughts going. Let's get a healthy discussion going about this. Anybody else?
I have another question. It's wonderful to see women of God just get together and serve the community and whatnot. And in my capacity of doing a lot of community volunteer work and working with various organizations, we do as members of our organization do take the time out to just enjoy ourselves within that organization to catch our breath. So what are the things that the Lilas will do where the sisters, the membership will stop and appreciate each other and you guys catch your breath and you all fellowship with one another and take that rest because, you know, we all have to refresh ourselves before we get back out in the field. So, you know, what are some of the things that you all be doing just within the organization that just help to build you guys up as a group?
Oh, thank you so much. That is a great question. Just recently, we had our first Christmas party. It was Lila's first Christmas party. We had it out in the Rowlett area, and it was beautiful. It was a potluck-type situation. We all just came in and just embraced each other during the holidays. Didn't really have an agenda, although Erica Stewart, who is our vice chair, actually hosted us in like a white elephant game and things of that nature.
Right.
And we just sat down and enjoyed one another. We had our children there. We had our husbands and significant others with us. We took pictures. We laughed. It was just a beautiful time. And this was our first Christmas party, so it was very special. We had a great night. We stayed together for several hours and just had some downtime. Like I said, no real agenda, just wanted to get together and celebrate God putting us together and unifying us this year. And as I stated before, throughout the weeks, I encourage all of our sisters to call one another, to text one another, to send one another special gifts, to send one another cards, to write letters. And it is so sweet to actually see the care for one another. You know, members often call me and say, do you know what? I just got a gift card today to go take my family to dinner. You know, somebody took me and got me bought me something to wear. I mean, the women are really just caring for each other in such a sweet fashion. And that is bringing us together as a unit, but it's also allowing us, you know, that time just to be refreshed and to know that somebody really cares.
That's wonderful.
Yes, and then also we're constantly invited to things. Our women are leaders throughout the community in various churches, and so we were asked to go over to Friendship Baptist Church in the colony. Leandria Johnson was there doing a special concert, and we were invited to go over and to be with them in that evening. And so there's just constantly things and, you know, churches reaching out to us saying that they would love to have us come over and be a part because they believe in the sisterhood that we believe in.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
Okay, I got one more question, and I'm going to give it to somebody else. Excuse me, Carol. Let me ask one question. Are you going to, like, for the sisters who are needing jobs or who need special education or tips on, you know, getting themselves together, will you be holding classes like that, like resume writing and job
yes,
preparation,
ma'am,
and things of that nature? What,
yes,
life
we
skills
will.
And, you know, giving them life skills for the younger women that you encounter and different stuff like that, child rearing, you know, discipline their children. Will you have incorporated and all that kind of stuff in your ministry?
Yes, ma'am. You hit the nail on the head pretty much as you just began to list all those things that are viable for our communities to survive. Those things are what we're providing for our community and our staff as well. As I told you, myself, I am a professional trainer in the line of business that I'm in. So that curriculum development and, you know, helping you write resumes and helping you, giving you interviewing tips and, you know, what's appropriate to wear, what's not, all of those things that are life skills and personal development. We even have on staff, which is so so great. Our hospitality team, actually, we have some educators that are going to provide cooking classes, and we're going to cook with our daughters, and, you know, we have some others that are going to provide some workout classes, and we're going to work out with our daughters as well, because wholeness is not just about the word. The Bible says that we should have the word. That's our substance to live. But guess what? If we have the word and we treat our bodies poorly, then guess what? We'll die before our time. So we're focused on developing the total woman, not just part of her. We want to develop the total woman so that we can all be better and more active in our communities. Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Wonderful. I'm loving it right now.
I got, and all the wonderful works that we do. We are coming up on a very important election here in the state of Texas, trying to elect one of the first lady governor in I don't know how many years since the Governor Davis back in the day. Now we got Wendy Davis coming up. With the organization, probably will y'all delve into things like advocating for the leadership and
politics.
Like when we're in politics and things of that nature, will the ladies play a part in doing things like that? You know, granted that you know the platform is something that you stand behind.
Do you know what? I really, until you just brought it up, I really hadn't thought about it much. But guess what? We're wanting to be catalysts in our communities. And I was just telling my aunt, not my aunt, but my cousin on last night, she's the Denton County Commissioner, Bobby Mitchell. Okay. And she was with us last night at the MLK service. And the message that she told me was, I am so happy to see, because I'm an ordained pastor. I've been in the ministry about 14 years. And she said to me, I'm so happy to see you outside of the church's walls. And she said, because the Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost.
Yes.
And
yes,
those that are in the church shouldn't be lost at this point. But those that we're going out and getting into those environments with, that would be who Jesus considered to be lost. And so when she said that to me, her message was, you know, it is time for Christians to begin to advocate in a political setting when we believe in that cause. You know, so thank you so much for bringing that up, because as we continue to develop, guess what? We've already talked about, you know, the job and the workforce and things of that nature. But guess what? In educating our young women, you know, so often we stay away from those jobs that maybe we haven't had, you know, in the government and things of that nature. You know, yeah, we'll talk about doctors and we'll talk about attorneys, but there's just so many jobs in between that we wouldn't, you know, really advocate for just because we have a lack of knowledge concerning them. So thank you so much for bringing that up, because guess what? Our children, we want them to be spokeswomen as well, you know, and the political setting, I'm sure, is very lucrative, as well as it's something that we should be, you know, involved in, and, you know, because that's what's going to help us structure our environments the right way. So thank you so much for even bringing that up, because you put something on my mind for real, and I'm sure other Lila's women that are listening.
Amen.
I know y'all going to do really well, even in Africa.
And I'm asking any of these Lila's women that are on the line tonight. I have several women that are just sitting there holding the telephone. Come on and ask some questions. Introduce yourself. Let us know that you're there. I see you, but I can't hear from you. Lila's women, come on and speak up tonight. We are asking you to go ahead and identify yourself.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, my name is Monette Legs, and I'm the executive leader for Lila's. And I just wanted to say I'm really enjoying this call. It's a blessing to be part of such a great ministry headed by Michelle. And my life has changed since I've been a part of Lila's, because in the past I've always dealt with the division between African-American women, Caucasian women, Mexican women, you name it. And it seems to be some cohesiveness with Lila's that when you are a part of that organization, you don't feel that. And to me, that says a lot about the people who are members of this organization, about the leaders, about the chair, the co-chair, and they are just such blessed women to be around that it's changing my whole perspective. Because before I joined this organization, I didn't even share this with Michelle, but I was at the point that I was almost tired of dealing with my own race, only because of the pettiness, you know, one getting jealous of one because the other had more or whatever. It seemed that you didn't really see a lot of that in other cultures. Although it was there, it wasn't as dominant, you know. And so Lila's has changed my whole perspective and my heart, because one thing that I do know is that heaven is full of all colors. It's beautiful. It's bright. There are all people from all races, all colors. And God wants us to get along with each other and love each other and edify and build up one another while we're here on earth. This is the training camp. And Lila's has given me that ability and the opportunity to share my love with all women abroad. And tonight I just want to say I am blessed to be a part of Lila's, and what we're doing is great, and I'm just so excited. So if you want to be a part, now is the time. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for the woman who will broke down the Einstein theory. Go ahead. Think I forgot? No, it didn't. Okay. That's another mighty woman of God that just we had speaking. That one there, she done broke it down for us. Okay, you should have been there at the revival. But thank you so much for giving us your comment. Do we have any other Lila's women on the line?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, my name is Marilyn Forrest, and I live in Austin, and I'm just excited about what Lila's is doing. My sister Michelle, we go a long way back, but it's through ministry. And I'm grateful because I believe Lila's will really teach other women how to love other women like God wants us to love each other. And so my prayers, even though I'm not in Dallas at the moment, I pray for the organization all the time that God would do what he sees fit to be done, that we can help each other. And like my sister just said a while ago about the pettiness in black women, we don't even have to be petty about anything, because when we love God, that's all that matters. And that's what people need, because so many people haven't been loved the correct way. You know, even you loving me because you want something from me, but Lila's is an organization. We're going to love them the way God wants us to love them, and that way people can get to where they need to go, because I need you to get to where I'm going. You need me to get to where I'm going.
Come on.
And so we God is just awesome, and I'm just proud to be a part. Like I said, even though I'm in Austin, Texas, I'm still praying for my sisters, you know, because we need each other. You know, the Bible says how can two walk together except they agree. We have to be in agreement in this organization to do what God has given the visionary to do, and that's to help his people. And so I'm excited. Yeah. I love you guys. And
love you too.
I know, Cindy. And so I just look forward to God doing what God is going to do. He's going to do a miracle for some of our sisters, because we need each other. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, we do.
Amen.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. Thank you for that word of encouragement. We are very excited tonight about it.
I told you, Miss LaChandra, they are some beautiful women.
Yes,
go
ahead. Yes, is that Ms. Henderson?
Hello?
Hello, I'm listening.
Yes. Okay, I'm Minister Pat.
And
I am a member of Lila's, and I'm also one of the grandmothers, raising two grandchildren, 7 and 10. And it's just been really a blessing to be able to bring my young babies into this organization that they might be able to learn. So So it's just been wonderful. It's a wonderful organization, and I like it because it's just not for the younger ladies, but the elderly ladies need to come and be a part of it too.
Amen. Yeah, that's wonderful that we can reach out to all ladies of all ages. That's what My Sister, My Friend is all about, just sharing the knowledge and the wisdom among each other and all the resources that we have for each other. That's the reason why tonight we're talking to the Lilas and getting the word out about Lilas so that we all can help each other. If you can help, if you can't help, we know somebody who can, or we can send you or refer you to somebody that can help you when you're down or when you need something or find a resource for you. That's what we're here for, My Sister, My Friend, and we will expose you, my sisters that are listening, that are in need of prayer or need some kind of resource or whatever that we can be of assistance to you. We are here for you. Just as Lilas is, we will be here also for you. That's My Sister, My Friend. We're available every Monday night. We give out our phone numbers that we can be contacted at. You can leave a message. I tried to get our president on the line of her granny's place, but she didn't answer her phone, so I don't know what was going
on
with that. But
you're here?
Oh,
I'm here.
There she is. Hey, President. That happens to be Beverly, everybody. Say hello to Beverly, y'all.
Hello, Beverly.
I'm sorry I got in late.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us. But this lady has a heart for God and a heart for young women and a heart for children. We originally started out as Granny's Place, who is the sponsor for us tonight. And she has been so kind as to help promote this program, My Sister, My Friend, and to help the young ladies out in whatever they need. She had a passion and a vision to help people coming, young ladies coming out of foster care. That's where we first got started thinking about doing a home, and we still are in a plan stages of that. And I see Minister Henderson, are you on the line?
I am.
All right, we have another one of our partners on the line, Minister Henderson. She's of Ashes to Beauty. Minister Henderson, would you introduce yourself to some of these young ladies, please?
Hi, ladies. My name is Tanara Henderson, of Hope of Glory Fellowship Church in Garland, Texas, as well as the founder and CEO of Ashes to Beauty Ministries Incorporated.
All righty.
Amen.
I had the pleasure of meeting Monet Legs at the prayer breakfast October 12th at Shady Grove.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Yes. I remember you. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. We have Sister Minister Brenda Williams. Are you still with us tonight? She's a little bit under the weather, you all, but I think she was on the line a little earlier. I don't feel real good. I asked her to listen in, but she does have a ministry, and I should be beat up for not knowing what the name of it is. But we are in the process of having a spiritual war camp with Sister Williams. On Saturday, she's teaching us about spiritual warfare. So I see she's here, but she's probably unable to speak to us. But we thank you for listening in tonight, Minister Williams. Do we have any other ministers on the line that would like to introduce themselves? Okay. Well, Minister McKelvin, do you have anything else that you would like to share with us about Lilas tonight?
Do you know what? I believe that I have shared what the Lord would have me to. Again, a lot of the ladies brought up the fact that the black community and just how separate we are. And just as a reminder of Martin Luther King's dream that he had, I don't believe in the dream it was for us to be separate. I believe that we achieve so much more together. And when you really think about it, when you're being successful, you want people around you, you know. And so I'm just so appreciative for all of the Lilas members that came, that are on the call tonight. We came up with this little acronym that says support your sister. So it's SYS, S-Y-S. And I just want to leave that with you all. Your sisters need you, you know, whether your sister is white, whether your sister is black or blue, and your sisters need your support. And when we don't support each other, then guess what? That negative side comes in, and we feel isolated. We have a tendency to withdraw, and then we go into depression. And I really want women to avoid that at all costs, because guess what? Jesus said that he came that we might have life and that we would have it more abundantly. And so I just encourage you all, you know, to, number one, seek out the appropriate support system. And your support system has to include the appropriate church ministry. That's where it begins at first. But then begin to, the Bible said, examine yourself. You know, and examine what you need, and then take a look at your support cast to see if what you need is in the people around you. Because if it's not, then you need another support system. You know, one of the ladies last night, she said a point. She mentioned the word zero, and she said, in this hour in time, we need to have zero tolerance for negative people. We need to zero tolerance for people that do not enhance our lives. And so I encourage you women that in this day and age, we're not going to be able, you know, eagles aren't going to be able to function with chickens and then survive. You know, it's just not going to happen. You know, you are who you're around. You know, it's so funny because in our minds we want to think, well, you know, everybody that I'm with, you know, may be into all manners of evil, but guess what? I'm not them. Well, guess what? When you get into a compromising situation with that spirit, you become just what they are. And so I encourage you all, have the right support cast. And that's what Lilas is about. It's about empowering women, spirit, soul, and body. Thank you guys for being a part of tonight's show.
Thank you for joining us tonight. We still have a few more minutes to get some information from you. Would you give us your contact information and where you can be reached and your email addresses and your website and all that good stuff? Bless us with that.
I sure will. What I can do better than anything is provide my information. My name is Michelle McKelson. My number is 940-594-8818. Again, that's Michelle McKelson at 940-594-8818. Also, the email address is Lilas, L-Y-L-A-S, underscore Michelle, M-E-C-H-E-L-L-E, at yahoo.com.
Okay. Very good. Very good. We thank you for that information. And for those who did not get it, you need to let me know if you need that repeated. We have a few more minutes. I'm going to ask Beverly, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, would you go ahead and give us a little background on Granny's Place so that the ladies will know what our vision is and how that we can help them or they can help us? Or go ahead with a little information, please.
Initially, when we founded Granny's Place,
our primary goal is to help at-risk youth. And one of the highest group of at-risk youth are kids coming out of foster care, because oftentimes they don't have homes to go to, and sometimes their families have rejected them or the families can't afford to take them back. We have a lot of at-risk youth on the street, and they are one of our highest groups of at-risk youth. The additional group is the groups that are going at young ages, going to jail and coming out a little worse than they went in. A lot of them are uneducated, and they had no home provisions that were sufficient to provide, to make them good citizens. So our goal is to find this place is like having your granny there with you, helping to heal some of the wounds that you've suffered, maybe in foster care. Some of the heals will heal some of the wounds that you've suffered being on the street. So adults coming together to help children who are at risk for being on the street or having no future. And our goal is to help them through one of our programs that worked pretty good for like 3 years is Joe Lewis teaching kids about using computers and repairing computers and building, since we are in that age. And so we want to implement that program as well as an after-school program for helping kids to improve their reading, improving their reading scores, and help to hopefully have a better future. But we want to include those groups, those kids that are coming out of foster care, as well as those young kids coming out of jails or juvenile facilities, and they don't have a good home environment. So hearing the young lady talking about helping young women is dear to my heart. I had three nieces that faced the street life, and some of them have suffered some severe consequences of, as a result of that. And I was hoping to have one of them on the line tonight, but she didn't make it, I guess. So hopefully you'll meet her sometime in the future. But helping young women today become stronger women, more confident women, is really something I'd like to hear. Because as we were kids, one of the things that our mothers told us was to go out there. And if you got married, that was great. But learn how to take care of yourself. Learn how to get a job and provide for yourself. And one of the things that we have to face in 2014 is that we have a lot of kids, young men and young women, that are uneducated, and they're building more prison cells than they are jail cells. So to hear a young woman talking about putting together a program or has put together an organization where she's building up the confidence and self-esteem of women is really good to hear. I'm very proud of you to do that for your sisters, to give us a chance to become really sisters and not waste this time of being jealous and envious of one another. There is so much that God has given us that there's too much for any one person to have all for themselves. So sharing and loving and giving is a very good spirit. So I applaud you and look forward to perhaps meeting with you that we can work together, because that is a really good program that you have.
Thank you so much.
All right, now calling for announcements. Does anyone have any urgent or upcoming events that you want to tell us about or invite us to? Anybody on the line could give us that information. Go right ahead.
Granny's Place is looking forward in the fall and the between May or June. We haven't set a date yet. But we'd like to do a women's conference and bring out certain women's groups that are in Dallas, and we're going to introduce My Sister, My Friend. But we'd like to have some of the guests that have been on My Sister, My Friend to come out as well and talk about their programs, so we can share information with other women and provide some sort of resources for other women that are privileged to maybe come on this line. They don't know about My Sister, My Friend. They don't know about Lila's. And they don't know about My Ashes to Beauty. Ashes to Beauty has a great program where she's in helping women with cancer and breast cancer learn about resources and help young women and families that are going through, particularly single women that have breast cancer. It's a very expensive treatment, and Sonara's group, Ashes to Beauty, will provide some great information to help young women and other women go through this program. So we'd like to invite all of you to this conference, and we'll get the date to you as quickly as we can.
Amen.
Great.
We're working it hard. Okay, ladies, we're winding down our time, and we want to say thank you to all of our listeners tonight, those that were on the line, those that were just listening in. We hope that we have given you some information to make you want to just do some things with yourself, and most of all, help one another and love each other, as Lilas is so focused on getting us together to do. We thank Lilas tonight. Love you like a sister, okay?
Yes.
S-Y-S, support your sister. That's what we're all about. That's what we want to do. That's what we are able to do if we just let go and let God. Let God indwell in each of us. Let God do his thing in our lives and help us to reach each other, help us to love each other, help us to strengthen each other, help us to undergird each other, help us to be resources, help us to just be a friend. Learn how to be a friend again. Learn how to love one another, because it's no little eyes and big U's under God. None, because we're all sisters in love and in Christ. So, and we can do it if we just put our hearts to it, if we just step out and try and do the things that God has us to do. Minister McKelvin, I am going to ask you to go ahead and pray us out. We have like 3 minutes, so we're going to go ahead and end this conversation with a word of prayer from the Lord to the
Lord. That's beautiful. Alrighty, bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we just come right now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, you said that men should pray and never faint. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for being with us on this call. For we realize that we are nothing without you, but with you we can do all things through Christ, which is our strength.
Yes,
Father, we just thank you now for every individual that is assembled on this call. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would touch them now from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. We pray the blood of Jesus over every household right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that as we continue to seek you, oh God, Father, that we would lose ourselves and that we would put others before even ourselves. For you told us to love thy neighbor as thyself. Father, we thank you on tonight for every sister, oh God. Father, we thank you for wholeness and health in 2014. Father, we pray for those that are less fortunate than we are. Father, we ask now that you would undergird them, oh God, and send them the right support cast, oh God. Father, we pray for the children that are in foster care and coming out, God, without homes. Father, we pray now that you would grant provisions for Granny's Place to be the help and to be the resource in which you would have them to be. Father, we lift up Lilas and we lift up Beauty for Ashes, oh God. Father, we pray that as a collective unity, oh God, Father, the scripture declared how beautiful and how sweet it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Father, we pray that Martin Luther King's dream of unity, that it would consume us, oh God, and that it would cause us to move forward in helping one another. Father, we just ask forgiveness of every sin, and God, we ask that you would purge us thoroughly with hyssop and that you would wash us that we would be whiter than snow. Bless these, the women under the sound of our voice, those that need healing, we lose healing in the name of Jesus. Those that are without salvation and out of the ark of safety, we plead the blood of Jesus, oh God. Father, those that may be in backslidden conditions, Holy Spirit, we ask that you would be upon them, oh God, and that you would not allow them rest or sleep until, God, they cry out and return unto the fold. Father, we thank you now for everything that's been said and done on tonight. Father, we ask that you would give the increase, oh God. Father God, and that you would cause us to walk away
away from this call better and more concerned about our communities. For it's in Jesus' name that we ask it all and pray eternally. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Minister McKelvin. We do appreciate your time tonight. We thank you for just giving us that fervent prayer because somebody was healed just then.
Somebody had a revelation right then.
God bless somebody right then. Okay? Because we know that God is able, and we know that he didn't put us, he didn't make a mistake tonight.
Oh, no.
He did not. He brought us all together for somebody that was listening to us tonight, for a healing for somebody, for providing for somebody, even if it wasn't but something mental that God had, they had been thinking about. To bring them to us together that they might even just call you and say, hey, I want to be a part. I want to
praise
do something in your organization. God did
praise
that thing right then, okay? So
yes,
we're looking to hear from somebody.
All right.
We're looking to hear from somebody. And, again, I do thank you, callers, for staying on the line with us tonight. We pray. We thank you so much for your support. Join us again next Monday night from 8 to 9 o'clock. We will have another guest on next Monday night, and if you're available and free, just join in and listen to us. And Carol, thank you. Thank you, Minister Henderson. Thank you, Beverly, and all of my other panel listeners. We thank Sister Brenda Williams for listening in tonight. She did text me and tell me that she would be on next Monday night to tell about her ministry. So if you're available
praise
and free,
God.
Come on back. Listen to us next Monday night. And Lilas, you're more than welcome to join us again every Monday night that you like and give us some information on where you are as you grow and make some announcements if needed or whatever you need from us, just let us know because we're here for you. We'll put you out there and invite everybody you know to listen, and then we're going to get across the nation.
All righty, praise God.
Nation bam, okay? Well, thank you so much. I love each one of you, and we
love
will be
too.
Talking soon. God bless you.
All righty. God bless you.
Have a
great
rest of the week. Everybody, be safe. God bless you. Good night.
God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.